Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Robin Witten is with me. She is the woman who started it all, the founder of Audiophile Magazine, and she's joining me for the whole week. And what a week it is, Robin.
Yes, it's a very exciting week, but we're going to start off with, you know, in the ordinary way we do, talking about a couple of exciting audiobooks, and then, well, we'll get to the news on Wednesday.
Okay, but in the meanwhile, what are we talking about today?
Well, today I would love to talk about S.A. Cosby's new thriller called All the Sinners Bleed. By Cosby, obviously, but read by Adam Lazar White.
And of course, he reads Cosby's work, and what a partnership that is.
It is a very interesting partnership of narrator and author. And this is the first time that I have listened to one of Sean Cosby's audiobooks, and I'm really very taken. I guess I'm grabbed by these stories. And this one is set in a rural Virginia county where Titus Crown is the first Black sheriff.
These are amazing books. It's like Southern noir. It's extraordinary.
They absolutely are. And I found the entire story terrifying in many ways, very intense. You have a Black sheriff who's practically in his first week on the job, and all of these things happen, starting with a shooter at the local high school. And then it never lets up.
Yeah, he is a wonderful writer, and boy, Adam Lazar White just channels his work.
I think that's absolutely right. I may give the wrong impression there that it's intense. The story is quite intense. But what's interesting, and I think makes it particularly good listening, is that Adam Lazar White has a pace that is very intense when the story is intense. But then there's a little bit of a, not exactly a lull, but you know, you notice a few of the ordinary things in the town and about the people, and then it kind of ramps up again. So the flow of it is really very interesting. And, you know, between Cosby and Lazar White, it's an amazing listening.
Well, let's hear a little bit. Do you have to set this up?
Well, it's right in the beginning, Titus's first week.
Okay, this is All the Sinners Bleed by S.A. Cosby, and it's read by Adam Lazar White.
Davy, get everyone across the road, Titus screamed. Davy holstered his gun and started waving to the kids and the teachers and began herding them across the road into a pasture that belonged to Oakfield Farms. A few Angus cows grazed haphazardly in the field. They seemed nonplussed, despite the screams of terror echoing through the crisp early morning air. "What do we do, boss?" Carla asked. She'd sliced her way through the crowd and was standing at Titus's side. Titus saw a red pickup truck with an emergency light attached to the roof come flying into the parking lot. Tom Sadler was in the truck. He was off today, but he must have heard the call on his scanner. There were only a few more members of the Charon County Sheriff's Office that weren't here today. Titus prayed they wouldn't need them.
You see, I love what he does here. There are these excellent characterizations, but he takes his time with the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't rush it, and that always speaks to me of a really confident narrator, because, you know, there's always the tendency of fill in everything, no silence, no silence, no silence. Right. And I think when you really have confidence, you know how to pause, let it rest for a minute, and then move on.
That's a great point, because I think you're absolutely right. And you can certainly hear it in that clip.
Absolutely.
It's intense, but he's sort of holding you there as the next thing. And, you know, maybe it's just noticing the cows, or the cows not really noticing in the field, you know, but you know that the power of the action and the event is still there, and you just wait for it, wait for it. It's really great.
Yeah. Yeah. He's wonderful. This is one of my favorite combinations. So thank you for bringing the new one to our attention.
Right. And his two previous Cosby titles both got earphones, My Darkest Prayer and Blacktop Wasteland.
And this one did as well?
And this one did as well, yes.
So bravo. That is All the Sinners Bleed by S.A. Cosby, read by Adam Lazar White. Well, you're up to a good start.
Well, I had to start with something to wake everyone up.
I approve. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Robin.
All right. Great, Joe.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from audiobooks.com, which is offering listeners a month of free audiobooks. That's audiobooks.com. We'll have a link in our show notes. And follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Then leave us a rating on Apple, because it helps other people who love audiobooks to find us. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.